Tamanui, France and Tēnei, and this is your Wātea English News. The father and campaign manager of Te Pāti Māori Hauraki Waikato candidate Hana Rāwhiti Maipi Clark says police are now monitoring her home after four attacks. Ms. Maipi Clark has described the experience as like being ram raided, including cars revving outside the Huntley property at 3 a.m. before one slammed into the fence. Potaka Maipi says they happened after mainstream debates or television appearances, including a public debate dominated by the topic of crime.
And there was an accusation that all the Maoris do in this town are ram raiders. She was arguing against other parties around that issue. And without us throwing any suspicion on certain people, we know that there was a lot of angry people that left that room.
Potaka Maipi says police have told him they haven't had a case before of a candidate's home being targeted in this way. On other news, the chair of post-settlement organisation Tātou Tātou o Te Wairua said they've had to invoke their settlement terms to get action on fixing or replacing flood-damaged housing. Leon Syme says 1, 2, 3 homes were red-stickered after stop banks failed, and many whānau have had to move in with their relatives or leave the district. He says there has finally been arrangements between the Ministry of Housing and Urban Development and councils in the 5 cyclone-affected areas to release $14 million in funding. But the 8-month delay has been frustrating and the trust was forced into stopgap measures.
We've managed to work and push through a little bit of essential home repair funding now through TPK around doing some of the basic electrical checks, plumbing work and some of that basic stuff to allow us to provide a foundation to then receive that funding once that categorisation has changed and then get on with it.
Leon Syme says Tātou Tātou o Te Wairua needs to build 55 temporary cabins for whānau before getting on with building permanent housing, and it's also consulting on ways to build long-term resilience on the town's infrastructure. Lastly, Waitomo tourism operators, including the Māori-owned Waitomo Caves, are highlighting the importance of the environmental initiatives like riparian planting and pest management to the sector. Hamilton and Waikato Tourism Chief Executive Nicola Greenwell says the Tiaki in Waitomo campaign will shine a light on the ability of tourism to make a meaningful and positive contribution to the environment, community well-being and cultural storytelling, as well as the economy. She says the work undertaken in Waitomo over many years has led to the return of bird life, cleaner waterways, healthier caves and more abundant glowworms. Tiaki means to care for people and place, and the project ties in with the national tourism industry's Tiaki promise. And that's your Wātea English News.